We talking shit, baby. Yes, sir. We finally made it, ladies and gentlemen. We finally made it. It's the season 5 finale. It's the 3-year anniversary of Talking Shop Podcast. 3 years of doing this show. That's episode 148, of course. And since day one, I am your host, Bobby Hall. And with me, as always, Dylan the Savage and Joe the Greek. Cheers, boys. It's a big night. Big night.
Hello.
Cheers indeed. Cheers indeed, gentlemen.
And as you can see, Dylan, he finally did come through. He waited until the very last minute to do so, but he did finally make it happen.
He bought it today.
Shmees on that wheel spin. This isn't a date, but you know, he's going to wear it for the entire episode. So make sure, those of you that are listening, you're going to want to definitely pop over to, YouTube for this one to see how our guy's looking here. This wedding DJ that we have. Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, I kind of want to miss what's going on over here this week, but, 3 years of Talking Shop, man. Pretty wild.
Yes.
I think it was June 26, 2019 was episode one. So the 26th was Sunday. So we're a couple days early, but nonetheless.
Actually, June 23rd.
What's for episode one?
Episode one published June 23rd, 2019. So yeah, it looks like we're past. Yeah. I thought it was.
Well, either way. Yeah. By a day. So that's even better. So. 3 years of doing this thing, 148 episodes, and pretty crazy to look back on. And I know we're at a crossroads here. I think as if most of you know that have been following the show the last few weeks, but Dylan has some kind of idea, you know. I don't know, he's kind of been keeping me and Joe in the dark. We didn't really know about it until I don't know, five hours ago.
me either, to be fair.
Okay, so I guess, you know, while we're on this subject, because we're gonna be touching all kinds of things today, I think also with you guys being girl dads and obviously me having I guess all three of us are girl dads. I should probably correct myself because I do consider my older kid my own daughter, even though she's not, you know, my blood. But we'll have some thoughts on what has transpired today a little later. But Dylan, I guess we'll give you the floor, and you have an idea about possibly what to do with the future of the show or where we're going. So
yeah, so it's kind of like I was taking a shower, so I texted you guys right when I was done with the shower because I wanted to at least let you guys know I had an idea of something for the future. And basically, I mean, it's just an idea, but back when I went to Nashville, Tennessee with a couple buddies, and they had this idea of kind of creating almost like a Barstool Sports kind of theme. As far as, like, there's an umbrella of a production, and then it would be, like, multiple different categories as opposed to, like, having one podcast like we tried to do for the past 3 years and we kind of touched on this when you were bringing up your things that we do wrong or could correct or improve on, et cetera, where we're, like, basically almost spread too thin as this podcast talks shop about multiple things except for politics, which, I mean, we're kind of going to bend the curve there for a second. And we have in the past once or twice, but I digress. It would kind of be the same principles of where that kind of came into play with this idea that I'm going to share. And then again, it's just an idea. It's nothing in writing. So it does not sound very ironed out as far as when I go to explain this. Please ask away any questions that you may have that pop up, gentlemen.
What?
But it'd be the same to make it feel. It's a kind of like a bridge almost to Talking Shop Podcast, because I like the acronym first and foremost, TSP. I love that acronym. It's kind of like our brand. It's in the logo. And kind of what I was thinking is keeping that acronym in TSP, but changing podcast to production. So it'd be Talking Shop Production, where it'd be more of an umbrella to different podcasts, if that makes sense, to where we might have like a separate just sports podcast, or maybe you and Joe, so Bobby Joe, you have like your own podcast because you guys have good chemistry and you guys go back farther to where you guys can maybe relate on different things, like whatever you guys would want to talk about for that instance. But the idea behind it would be we would obviously need more than just myself editing and producing the, I mean, I could produce the podcast because it would just be under one umbrella of, like, for instance, Anchor. If we used Anchor still, you can have multiple podcasts on one account, so you just publish as needed when they come out. But at the same time, I probably wouldn't have like the time to edit every individual podcast that is. And then that, I, when I was discussing that with Jen, it kind of got her thinking too, where she like always wanted to do a podcast of her own. And that she would like even had the interest of doing like a pop culture type of podcast where it talks about like E! News, for instance, like just celebrity gossip or whatever the case is, where she even mentioned doing it with like Victoria or something, like Bobby's girl. And I was like, I don't know if she would want to do that. But then again, I'm pretty sure she said she wanted to be on the podcast at least for one episode. Maybe she has an interest there. I know she mentioned another person that she could maybe talk more of like a... what was that famous podcast? Call Her Daddy type of theme? Or are they just like more of a raunchy girl talk? But something like that, where it'd be more of like an umbrella, it'd be Talking Shop Production.
Or like you just want to make a company?
Or the
shop. You would turn this into a company? Like that.
I don't even want to be like a company in the sense, but it would be making it feel like 3 years of work wasn't, it's not going to be all wasted. And kind of like scrapped away into the recycling bin or trash bin and then restarting fresh. It's kind of using what we already have, like as far as like the followership and all everything that we built for the past 3 years, not completely trashing it, but scraping it down to more of like a foundation and rebuilding the structure within on which was on that foundation, if that makes sense.
We could just change the name. Let's sneak it in there. Let's rebrand. Overnight rebrand.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
to what? I don't know.
Right. But then that
the idea of always... it sounds good.
Right.
On paper, but where, like, for you, in instance, like, where are you going to find time to do multiple podcasts?
So that is when it comes into play of if you like, you guys have any interest in learning how to at least do the editing part of a podcast, where for instance if you and Joe did one on whatever miscellaneous stuff, what Ninja Turtles, Dragon Ball Z stuff, I don't know, you were talking about air fryer food reviews at one point, you could do that. Food in general, where maybe because no one trusts me because of my stature on food,
correct,
I might not be the keen part of a food review, but you can also get all the food reviews in. My main point being is that we talk about everything, but there's some weeks that we don't get to certain things that maybe someone tuned into expecting us to talk about that certain topic, but we didn't get to it because we're talking about music or food or anything else. But maybe they weren't in sports that 1 week, or maybe we talk too much sports 1 week and we don't get to the other stuff that people care about. So it's hard to like retain listeners from that standpoint, because we might get a new listener, but they turn in or tune in next week expecting that kind of like same type of episode, but it might be a completely different episode depending on what happened that previous week when we record. So I guess that kind of like plays in the role of if they want to listen about food and food reviews, they go to this specific episode or this podcast or pop culture, this podcast. If we have like people that are interested in music, boom, they got it there. All under the umbrella of what we've already built in the sense of like our followership. But to answer your question on the time, I know, Joe, you have expensive piece of equipment over there. I'm not sure if you ever had the interest of learning how to edit from a basic standpoint, because I already have the account.
I'll YouTube it.
I can have like multiple people on the same account, like StreamYard. I can have like two admins, so like you wouldn't necessarily need me to record whatever you were wanting to record at that point in time, or go live, or whatever the case is. You can have more than two admins, but the price, I mean, account wise, is like you'd have to go up in your account. But that's all in the, like I said, this is all just like brainstorming something while I was in the shower. Nothing is really like fine ironed or thought through or anything like that. That's why I wanted to bring it up to you guys, of at least the framework of what I was kind of thinking, the concept wise. Multiple months, we have the rest of 2022. And like I told Jen, I wouldn't even want to roll this out until it was like a couple episodes, or if like we had a couple podcasts in the barrel, or whatever the concept is, like you already have episodes like stashed away, an idea, a concept. That way, rolling it out would be super simple, and the fact that you already have some things to like publish, and it's not like a rush every single week to get new content out. You already have stuff in the can, so to speak. And then I was thinking, like, if this is something, obviously take a couple month break of just absolutely nothing, come back refreshed. And kind of like more so just like we were explaining before when we brought this up in the first place, is like have like these kind of meetings, not recording anything per se, but kind of like brainstorming ideas here and there, getting stuff, you know, in order, and then not really rolling anything out until at least probably spring 2023, if this were to be even a thing, that is.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of moving parts, it sounds like. And I don't want to have people come into this umbrella that you say that are going to do two episodes and see, like, okay, well, I don't like this. And then that's wiped. And then eventually just comes back down to us three doing what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. That would be my only worry. And like I said, you have a very strict window of when you can record. So if you're trying to do these different podcasts and stuff, that's the only thing. I'm not sure where that would all fit in into your schedule. But yeah, like I said, the idea of it on paper itself, it sounds good, and it would be cool. I mean, I don't know if because it sounds like I don't really talk to Ian very much, you know, sparingly about sports and stuff, but I know that he was one of the key, you know, people that, you know, brainstormed that idea initially. And, you know, it just seems like we haven't really heard much about it since then. I know he kind of wanted to be more so on like almost on like a blogging side of things or something, if I remember right. It's been a long time since we talked about it, like a year ago, but maybe he'd want to be involved. I don't know. Like Charlie's always kind of jumped in and out of that space as well. You know, and you could even talk to Todd as well, but he seems like he kind of jumped completely out of the podcast space and is like totally, you know, harnessing this, you know, the political environment, and seems to be doing pretty well with that. Seems like he's always jumping in on like YouTube live streams and Twitch, you know, streams and stuff, doing that. So
that would be an interesting angle too.
You know, we don't. I mean, that's one thing that I will never fully be into, is kind of being 100% in on that side of things. But, you know, on this channel, you know, Todd could have, you know, his little slice of that, and that would cover, you know, another base.
Yeah, that'd be like 100%. It was like, if you want to be politics or want to listen to politics, and like we always say, we don't, I mean, it'd be a different way to kind of like under the same TSP umbrella, as I always say. It would kind of like reach out to every single demographic of like interest as far as listenership goes. And then, like there'd be like the sports, there could be the food, there could be like each one has like their own unique identity and name type of deal. And then, like you mentioned, it'd be the political one too, if you want to listen to some political takes or get engaged with that.
I also think that,
Show.
I'm sure we could get Walter to join up to. He could have his own show, so that's something that I think we could
his meat cast
bring up in a few weeks, because if you look still to this day, he has like all them links and underneath sponsors and partners, he's got us right there. So you know, I feel like he'd be all in on that, but like you said, he posts so much and shit that he may not even be interested, because he's got
what's he gonna be able
his
to
his hands and all kinds of stuff. But that's like I said, that's something because that's gonna be coming up pretty quick. I think 3 weeks out, we'll be going to visit him. So that's something we can definitely discuss with him on there.
And not forget, we kind of talked Alex into making his podcast. If that turns out to be something, that's a whole nother demographic right there that we can reach to. As far as what he's, if he wanted to join, that is, I mean, I'm sure he wants to be his own identity, which you would be. You'd be in completely in control of your own show. The only purpose of us is like basically helping distribute it to like the root that we've already grown throughout the 3 years and continue could possibly grow even more. But it'd be like basically the mass distributor, where like even if each show can have their own Twitter page, for instance, but the TSP Twitter page would always obviously like retweet and share the content of all the other shows that it under the production of TSP.
Now, TSP. What comes with that is 3, 4, 5 fold more responsibility.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we've discussed now is with just one show, you know, each of us are doing, you know, pretty, you know, minimal work on that side of things. So if you add all this in there, that's more editing, that's more posting, you know, that's more social media stuff. And none of us are in a spot really where you can be on fucking whatever platform, you know, 12 hours a day doing that shit nonstop. So
right, but that's the thing is that, say, using the example of if Walter went his own podcast and Alex went his own podcast and it was under the umbrella of TSP, Talking Shop Productions, they would be responsible of doing the editing and sending me the final copy. What you want produced or what you want publicized is what you're going to send me, and then I myself would be able to produce it and push it out to all the platforms.
That's the production company.
Connected to, yeah. So as long as they take care of that part of, like, you send me what you want the people to see, and then I'll make sure those people see it, is basically the bottom line of what I'm getting to. So it shouldn't be any more extra work as far as I'm not editing everyone's podcast. There's no, I don't have enough time for that. I have a full-time job. So with that, I would just, and it would be free. I mean, I'm not charging people like, hey, I'm going to do all that, but it's like, it's just being part of the process. And as far as like, then you have to like figure out the monetization process as well. I don't think there'd be any monetization. I would just have them set up their own Patreon, or what do you call it? Patreon Act? Or what? What am I trying to say? I'm calling about Patriot Acts? Patreons, right? That's, is that what they're called?
Write that Patreons. One down.
Patreon. Yes. For what now?
It would be like for the monetization aspect of it.
I don't Patreons. See the benefit then, really.
It wouldn't be under just because, like, there'd be no way of.
Well, they wouldn't, because these are going to be all new shows, so they're not going to have.
I mean, over time, like, who knows how long that would last? It wouldn't be like right off the bat. No way. It would just see if it's. Like,
yeah, because we're about 150 in, and we if we put up a Patreon, we'd make single digits.
Right.
I mean, if they jump in there, I don't.
But I think it was just like I said, it was such a nice shower idea. I wanted to get it out there on ether. Not only for us to discuss, but maybe just hearing what the listeners think too. If they think that would be a cool idea as far as kind of creating more of a production as opposed to just being Talking Shop podcast, we're trying to discuss everything on one episode. It'd be more so different podcasts that you could.
So, what would this show be then?
Yeah.
That would be another thing, as well as would you want to continue this as far as us three under that? And would we just rename it? Or would it still be Talking Shop Podcast under the Talking Shop Production? It'd be like the main OG.
Well, yeah, if you're going to keep basically the same name, I think you might as well, because especially with this many episodes under the belt.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because I 100% agree with that too. It would be completely up to you guys if you wanted to continue that as well. It'd be like the OG main podcast. Where we can bring guests.
Well, yeah, from, like you said, because either way, I wanted to carry through till the end of the year before we you know jumped back into anything.
Yeah, but
we need that break, man.
With that amount of time, six months, you can reach out to these people because you know, you said Jen was kind of, you know, flirting with it, but you kind of, if we're going to do this, we need more than a flirt. We need like a whole, you know, 100%. And, you know, I think at least, I think once a week, you know, type thing. So they'd have to figure out what, if they can fit that in the schedule, stuff like that. And, make sure we can just make that happen. Cause the one thing that it's a pet peeve of mine is if somebody starts a show and then goes in episode one and then 3 weeks go by is episode two, you know, another inconsistency is annoying. Like, cause if one thing I've learned, is like consistency is where it's at. I think if we were in the position to be able to do two or three episodes a week, I think we would maybe be able to gain a little more traction rather than just the one a week, you know, situation we're in. But
yeah,
definitely one minimum, you know, per week, I think would have to be the case. But yeah, I think we need to reach out to some folks, you know, float that out there, and yeah, maybe towards the end of the year, just kind of see if this is a legitimate thing or if we just come back and we unveil this and figure out if we want to keep this name, if we want to unveil a whole new thing where it is just a one or two subject show and we stick with that every single week. But you know, in the name, it is Talking Shop. And if you're in, you know, the garage with the boys tipping some back and shooting the shit, it changes. Conversations change from sports to, I mean, sometimes
everything, man.
Politics. Each week's different. This music hit here. Hey, I tried this food this week. And that's kind of where we're at. So, I think we've always kind of just followed in that, you know, those kind of footsteps. This really is like, we're just talking shop. So, but yeah, I mean, that's all, I guess it's all up in the air. I do like that idea. There's just a lot of caveats right with that we'd have to, you know, figure out and hammer.
So yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, but
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I think it would work if you have enough dedication from like whoever wants to do their own channel, whatever. You know what I mean? I get it. That would be cool, but we'd have to have them to follow through.
Yeah, they'd all have to learn how to edit and
want to do that first off.
Yeah, if they have the desire at all, and that'd be the first and foremost thing. And we do have plenty of time. We'll take the rest of the year off, take a break for a few months, and then kind of brainstorm some ideas. Like I said, I wasn't even thinking that this would even enroll if it became anything at all until like spring of 2023. So definitely some time. I got a whole football season to watch.
Yeah.
So, it's little shower thought I had there. I hope the listeners also give us their feedback as far as, you know, if that's a good idea or not, whether it's in social media out there for the popularity or in text.
I already know which people are going to be at least hitting me up for sure. And they always definitely give 100% real truth, you know, truthful feelings on stuff. So I look forward to hearing from them and kind of giving me their input and see if this is something that, because if they're into it, then it also adds a little more gas to the fire of if that's something that we should lean towards. So,
yeah. And then even if not, like we can always start off with our own foundational, like without anyone else as far as that is concerned, because it's just us three having, if we did the Talking Shop Productions, that is, and if you and Joe wanted like a specific food like only podcast, it wouldn't be like.
I mean, why is that? Because we're fat.
Guys like food, but
yeah, you're right.
So do you.
I mean, I like eating food. I need to survive, but you know,
just do a Grillers and Grillers podcast. Enjoy
food? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
I enjoy food.
Well, you it's just, like I just I eat it to survive.
Yeah,
I do. I need my proteins and stuff, but that is like thinking about canning the round the mill. Who knows? Maybe like start recording my thoughts throughout the week, combining it into like one episode of Around the Mill. That would just be put it in the can. That'd be one of our branches.
You put all your tweets in the video format.
So what? I mean, no more chair spins.
Oh, you got to get the chair spins. The D-low. Might be even like the D-low. I don't know.
What? The D-low cast? Is that what you're about to tell us?
A D-low cast? Oh, man. That'd be a wild one.
The D-low pod?
The D-low show. That kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit. I don't know what the fuck I'd talk about, but...
Whatever weirdo shit you're into that you don't
I'd
tell
make
us
a,
about?
I'd make a sick-ass intro, that's for sure.
I want one where you finger fall off the chair.
Finger guns, D-Lo swinging the hips.
Did I swear
maybe
every
fedora
time?
Wearing?
Every time you jump up on that chair when you're doing those live streams, I'm like, dude, he's gonna eat shit. Please don't eat shit. Yeah. You just hop up there and it's like moving. I'm like, eh.
Speaking of, because that was one thing I was thinking about. Because you know, for the next 5-6 months. There may come a Friday where we're not, you know, we're just chilling some shit. You know, maybe we can pop in for a fucking live stream and fuck around. Cool. You know, I think that'd be hell cool because, yeah. You know, why not? Because you know, I don't really, not like any of us really do a whole shit ton anyway. But
yeah,
rather than, you know,
speak for yourself.
Do like a
I play so much podcast. Play all week.
I don't even want to know how you did that or where it goes.
We got all the Play-Doh toys.
Are both of you wearing fucking hoodies?
Hey, I'm fucking hot as hell right now. I'm sweating.
I got my air on Polar Bear.
I guess I'm wearing a shirt, so I guess it's almost like I'm wearing a hoodie too. I never wear a shirt. Yeah. But...
I was wearing it earlier. I am getting warm now that I'm upstairs, but downstairs I was freezing my ass off. But it felt good.
What do you guys set your thermostats to?
As low as it'll go?
70, I think.
Low as it'll go? Damn.
Yeah.
What's that electric bill looking like? 8,000?
No, we got a good deal. We got solar panels and a wind farm.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah, right. No, it's not really that low. It's probably like 67,
68. Wow.
Something like that. Yeah. It's probably 70 at the most. I don't know how much.
Oh, shit. 74.
69.
74? Dude.
74?
I had too many brushes with death a couple years back. I'm not going to be hot ever again. Never.
It's not. I mean, it's special. I mean,
what
basement.
I'm saying is, I don't even want to pretend I'm warm. God. I don't want to take a brisk walk to the bathroom and go, man, it's kind of warm in here. No.
Fuck that.
Frozen.
I don't know. I don't notice a shit ton of difference. I mean, obviously, if I cranked it down to fucking 68, I would notice that. But
right?
I don't know. Because it used to be between like 70, 72, and then I just cranked it up to 74. You don't really notice a difference. And then the amount of money that you
dude,
do save
did you just,
going up 2
did
degrees.
Did you just become your dad right now? You just became your dad?
Yeah. I mean,
fuck, don't you get pissed when they leave the door open? You're letting out the cold air.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, growing up, my parents never ran the air conditioner, and it was the worst, right? We had it. They just never did it to save money. Now that I'm captain of my own ship, I don't care. I'm gonna feel
comfortable. Things that you need, know what I mean? Even if you don't have the money for it, you will find the money for it for
that's
comfortability.
One of them.
And that's one of them. And another thing is not to buy cheap toilet paper. You're going to spend the extra few bucks for at least the tri-ply.
We didn't have air in this house. That's how bad I wanted it.
We had window ACs when I was growing up.
Shit.
And me and my brother shared a room in the attic. So that bitch was cranked on basically
like prison,
or we'd fucking die. But
right? Fucking die. You go in after work or school or something. Willie's dead. He fucking fried up there. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, go over and shake him. Oh, no,
I mean,
he's okay.
Hey,
he's okay.
I don't blame. I mean, I won't lie. Like, we went to Hocking Hills this week. I was in a cabin and not having to pay that electric bill. I had that bitch at fucking 68 and it was tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, not having to worry about it. But
how was that trip, though?
It was great. It's what I fucking. It's
I love that place.
I needed it. recharged. Like I wrote on Instagram, like it totally recharged the batteries. It was only a little like, was it one day or two nights or whatever the fuck? Because we got there Tuesday around 3:15, and then all day Thursday. I'm sorry, all day Wednesday. We had to be out by 10:30 on Thursday, so it was great, dude.
Down to Old Man's Cave.
Was Ash Cave?
Yeah, that's down there too. There's
Old Man. They said it was like intermediate or some shit. And obviously, I know it was hot as fuck around here because it was hot as shit out there, down there. So I didn't want to have to drag the kids, you know, down some three fucking mile
dude.
Trail or something.
There's no way. There's no way.
Carry him around. But so we did it. It was Ash Cave and,
that waterfall is wicked,
like,
isn't it?
It was like half mile. So I'm like, that's perfect. And yeah, it was fucking sick as shit. Had this little like, little waterfall that dropped down and like almost like a real mini little pond.
It's crazy how unreal that place looks. It looks like made up, doesn't it? Like,
yeah,
that waterfall falls down there.
And, like, from a distance, everyone looked like fucking, you know, like what a penny looks like compared to us, you know?
Yeah,
like, it was just like little peons, and
it's like you were standing at desktop like that's wallpaper.
All natural. It's not man-made. Like, that's just like something that's been around for thousands of years, probably. Yeah. And it was like a really extreme, like, dopamine fucking boost, man. Like, I felt incredible the entire time afterwards. You know, all that stuff.
It yeah, because you weren't breathing in this poisonous ass air. You got that clean air.
It was like clean air. Yeah, it was just. It was good, man. Had a nice sweat going. Like, it just reminded me of like when I was like deep into fucking, you know, workout days. Like, how you felt.
When we starting that back up?
That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, dude, I forgot how good this fucking feels. Like, cause I mean, after like the beginning was easy, and then you had to go up like fucking shit. I don't know, 5 or 6 like steep ass.
Yeah.
You know, flights of steps and shit to get right up in that bitch. And I wasn't like dying or anything, but after, I was got good sweat going, and that's when I really started feeling good, man. But it was awesome, man. The kids had a blast. Like, they did not want to leave. Like, Jackson started flipping out when we told him, like, you know, gotta get going, because it was really cool. Like,
I can see him getting mad,
and it was deep in the fucking thick things. Like, I had like zero bars, like no service. They had no Wi-Fi at the cabin. They did have fucking DirecTV, so I'm like, well, like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, we can have satellite TV, but no kind of fucking phone reception. But yeah, you had to get about a good 20 minutes, you know, outside of that cabin area to really start to get any kind of reception or anything. So,
see what you're
saying.
That
was actually, but at the same time, that was kind of cool at the same time, you know, kind of being like
off the grid
and stuff. From everything for a little bit, but when we'd go out to eat or, you know, when we were doing something, you know, that shit would pop in and you'd be able to kind of see what the fuck's going on or see who's trying to get a hold of you and shit. And it was cool, man. It was really nice. We're in the
beautiful end of place, June, man.
And that was my first, you know, week of vacation for the year. So it was definitely much needed in the middle of the year.
Hell yeah.
But it went quick. I can already feel the fucking scaries creeping in. Sunday's gonna be a real bitch. Sunday evening, I ain't ready to go back. And I kind of set myself up. I'm gonna hate it now, but I'm gonna love it later. Until I hit my 5 year mark, I have 2 weeks of vacation. So I set the other one up for the week after Christmas. So it's gonna be, you know, another 6 months until, you know, I got another week off, but. When that time comes, I think it's going to be fucking awesome just because I think Christmas falls on like a Sunday. So that's, you know, that's going to be kind of cool rather than having to go right back to work. And I'll be able to spend, you know, the week hopefully playing with some new toys.
Nerf guns and shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of new toys, we've been doing sword fights around here. I don't know where this came from. We got a sword from a Strawberry Festival last weekend. And every day, sword fights. My daughter, dude, it's wild. Crazy as shit. I get attacked from behind the play kitchen, sword, gut, you know, regular shit.
You guys have a strawberry festival up there?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought that was just a Troy
thing. I didn't see a single strawberry.
Really? Yeah, Troy's like all about strawberries. Like I have a little strawberry printed on my driveway.
What?
It came with the house. Stole that as his.
I don't know. I either had one or one.
That out of there.
Can you grind? I think it's disrespectful. I think that's disrespectful. Because we're not the only one.
With a strawberry?
In a cul-de-sac, yeah. But we're not the only one in the neighborhood with one.
Oh, what? How's it disrespectful?
Dude. Yeah, because I guess Troy is like...
Yeah, it's like your own house.
That's their like city fruit, man.
That's weird.
Kangaroo and strawberries. Like, that's what Troy does.
They have a badass strawberry festival that was a couple weeks ago. I just missed it, but they have all things strawberry, like the Bubba Gump shrimp, but strawberry Bubba shrimp.
This is everything deep fried. I had me and my wife and daughter. We split a funnel cake, which is superior to an elephant ear. I don't care what you tell me. And then I tried a deep fried Snickers. That was different. That was real weird, dude. I don't know if you ever had one of them, Bobby. Dylan, you look like you never seen one before.
I had a deep fried Oreo once.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? They can just make something pretty fatter. There you go. We're gonna
deep fry a boot, apparently, too.
I mean, you can batter anything up pretty much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that deep fried Snickers was cool. It was way too much, though. You know what I mean? Just too sweet. It was just like overkill. I had like one bite and I'm like, well, I don't know if that was worth $3, but here we are. I feel a cavity coming on.
Speaking of cavities, I gotta go to the dentist.
Oh.
Got that schedule.
I thought you were gonna talk about your butt for a second.
You got a cavity?
No. Probably. I probably have multiple, man. I don't know what the signs of a cavity are, but
I think I found one, so I'm not too far behind you.
Really?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I got multiple. I don't think I've been to the dentist in a long ass time.
Yeah,
I had a bad experience as a kid.
I brushed my teeth, you know, on the reg, but
right.
You know how your boy be getting with the candy.
I've only had I guess
a bunch of sweets.
Two fillings in my whole existence.
I had like my kid. Yeah, I had root canals. Teeth Jesus pulled.
Christ.
And I think Where's I have
your
this
fucking teeth.
Everything do, but man. Braces.
Yeah, wow, basically.
Man. What do you I'm use? A, fuck like head. A fucking a stick of rock candy.
I'm a
to...
fuckhead.
Christ.
Yeah, you are.
Definitely a fuckhead.
Yeah.
A root canal?
You know, though, speaking of festivals, Jesus. I want to go. I haven't been in probably 15 years, but I kind of want to go to the Wood County Festival. I remember that usually being
fair or
the Wood County Fair, I should say.
When's it?
I think I've been there once.
I have a computer.
That's when they do like the fucking tractor pulls, right? So,
yeah, I think so.
Jen was going to go to the state fair in Columbus.
I remember the first time I seen that shit, dude. It was.
Someday, I want to fuck around and go to the Texas State Fair. That's where it's shit really gets turned up.
Hey, end of July for Wood County Fair, it says. 30th.
It's like a week, isn't it?
Yeah, it says to the 30th through the damn August 9th. God damn.
Yeah.
That's we'll be schedule. Here all month.
37 days, 10 hours, 39 minutes, 47 seconds. We have a countdown. That's why.
That last part is relatable.
I'm going to be going to the Miami County Fair. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. The Juggalo Center or something?
Looks like you're going to fucking Dade County Fair.
Hey.
305 MIA. Where's your gold fronts at?
Hey, Dillon.
I'm going to introduce my boy, Pitbull.
Yeah. Shit, man. Yeah, no, man. The Target has a lot of fedoras. They even had children fedoras, believe it or not.
Be honest,
so,
man. How are you feeling that?
I mean, the headphones are really throwing it off as far as comfortability. But
yeah, those aside.
I swear to God, that's a lady's hat. I think it makes your head look way bigger. Jesus Christ.
24 karat anemia.
Did you ever notice how round his fucking head is? God dang.
Yeah, I'm worried about that hairline.
Oh, it's done
for. Are you fucking seeing this shit, dude?
What hairline?
I'm worried about it. Yeah, I mean.
You're 26?
27.
You're fucked.
Is your dad bald? I think I asked you.
Balding. In his 50s, though. It's about right.
Grandparents? Do you know if they were?
My grandpa. My grandpa. Get this fucking thing on. Hold on. How do I do this?
You look like a fucking goofball.
Yeah, it's all, I'm a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Vegas
pool party.
Let's go. I'm opening up for Steve Aoki. You're the cake guy. You carry the cakes out to him. You familiar with that dude?
No.
He throws these big ass parties. He throws big ass sheet cakes into the fucking crowd. I don't know why I know that, but look it up.
I just need a fucking cigar. Nice Cuban cigar.
Call one of your cousins there.
Yeah, man.
Fucking fedora.
My dad's dad called him Gerpeepaw as a little kid. The Gerpster. He has a full head of hair. He's
Can you explain that name?
Well, I guess when growing up, like I'm talking about a young grasshopper, like probably like 3 or 2 or whatever, like
early 2000s. Huh?
It's not like I recall this from my own memory. It's basically what I've been told from my dad. He said that I couldn't say grandpa, so I just said Gerpeepaw.
You could have just said, "Hey, when I was younger, I called him that."
Well, I don't do that. I do 110% all the time. So
no, you don't. The full story. You do a fucking up around long cut on everything. Hey, Dylan, are you hungry? And you go, "Well, early today I had a sandwich. It was good." But something else. But yes, I'm hungry.
Well,
God damn it, Dylan.
I don't have to, I don't like being too short with you guys. I like being 100% transparent. Gotta what? Know some. Gotta
You're on have a trial, Amber Heard.
You gotta give all the details sometimes so that there's no. All right.
I agree. You know. I get it. You're a storyteller.
Not a good one, but a storyteller at that.
Amateur storyteller, huh?
Maybe not even amateur.
Speaking
mediocre.
Of dialogue.
Oh, God.
I think we in pre-production, we discussed, you know, some thoughts. Because obviously, I think most of you guys know now, you know, we record on Fridays. So, unless... You're really living under a rock that is underneath a bigger rock.
That's somewhere else.
The Earth's crust. Or you're in fucking Hocking Hills where you don't have fucking different service.
That's a place like a different dimension.
You seen a very unfortunate but extremely non-surprising, you know, decision today with Roe v. Wade being reversed.
It's fucking crazy.
And then giving the power to the states to decide whether or not they want to impose a ban on abortions, and deciding for women what to do with their own bodies. I mean, like I was telling you guys, there's really only so much we can say because we're guys.
Yeah.
But we're all.
I think we can agree that
women, we're out there, you know, we all have daughters,
yeah,
all that stuff. So,
I was gonna say, I think as dudes, we can agree that we shouldn't be telling chicks what to do with their bodies,
right?
No shit,
right? I think we can agree on that one.
Yeah, there's absolutely zero reason that the government should have any like interest or, for that matter, any power. Invade in our own sex lives, and that comes down to just like the same principles of what kind of like Dave Portnoy said. I know most people that listen to this probably seen his video clip that he had. His own personal opinions, nothing affiliated with Barstool for that matter. And he made that disclaimer early on. But it's just like we're going in reverse. It's like,
yeah,
it's a civil right to have freedom of choice of your own body. And there's going to be like, it's not just the aspects. And like, there's like tweets out there that I'll pull one up here real quick. If it was about babies, and that is the main argument, there's like, we're saving innocent lives, innocent babies' lives. That's like their, what they're saying there is like, if it, this was all about babies, there would be universal health care, free education, free daycare. Southern states would be doing all they can to drop the black mortality or maternal mortality rate. This is about power and control. And some conspiracists out there or anti-government people would definitely go right to the COVID years of just like that is their trial run of how much control they really have over the American people. When they tell you to go inside, do they listen? Kind of like it's like almost a guinea pig run before they start demolishing years of progress that American people have made over the like this, what Roe versus Wade was damn near 50 years in the Constitution, right?
70 something, yeah. I can't remember offhand.
Yeah, so it's like that's 50 years of just like, yeah, we're going to reverse this now because now we have a bunch of conservatives at the Supreme Court that think they have the right to make decisions that they shouldn't. And that's another thing. It's just like we have so many other top priorities that are just should be of higher priority, I should say, issues going on in this country and, you know, deciding if what one can do with their body is not shouldn't be another one.
It's just wild. The idea of like you can't go and do something like that. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
You can't go get a medical procedure. You know what I mean? Like what if you had something wrong with the mom or like you know what I mean? Like you're gonna die if you have this baby.
Exactly.
Or, you know, God forbid, sexual crime. I don't want to get too graphic, but, and now you got to go full term, and then what? Give it up for adoption, and that's another mess probably in your head, too. You know what I mean? That's...
That, and then not even along with that, it's like, they already hinted at the fact that there's more, like, big decisions that are going to be overturned. Like, they're talking about overturning same-sex marriage. Talking about, what was the other one? Let me pull this up here. Sorry about that. But yeah, they're going to try to overturn same-sex marriage.
How do you go backwards from that? How do, like, all these couples just, they just get unmarried?
Right.
How does that work?
You know? Contraception? So are they going to take away the condoms? Take away birth control? They take away Plan B? All those things would be banned?
Are they, is the NWO trying to turn America into, like, some sort of soldier farm, you know what I mean? Then, you can't get an abortion, you can't have a condom. Are they trying to like mass populate our country?
And like I said, this is all they're all basing these beliefs and shit off a fucking fairy tale book.
Yeah,
yeah, they're putting religion in politics, which is absolutely disgusting in the first place. But it's just like keep religion out of politics. It serves no right. And it's like forcing religion down other people's throat. And then it's like people argue one nation under God. But it's like, dude, it's that's like a whole nother topic of belief. Because it's like not everyone believes in the same beliefs as far as religion goes. There's multiple different religions out there worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, who's to say which one's true? And then it's like, it's incredible that you, yeah, like you stated, they're making real life law and constitutional law at that based off a god that they believe in. It's incredible. And it's like you said, yeah. Joe, before we even started recording, it's like, isn't it supposed to be like the church separated from the state?
Yeah.
It's like, that does not seem like it's happening whatsoever.
Yeah, they should not be intermingled. You know what right. I mean? It should be totally separate.
You're going to start seeing, and it's already been happening now, where somebody, like, they're not in any kind of position. Maybe there was, like, a sexual assault situation and or something along the lines, but they don't have any kind of means to support a kid, so they fucking put a baby in a dumpster or leave it somewhere. You're gonna start seeing a lot of that.
That's so sad, dude.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, what? Because what other? But here is the also the other thing too. But it's not really a great thing either way, because the way, you know, if you don't have money to support a child, that probably means you don't have money to drive across state lines. You know, maybe your state is banning it, but the state next to you or below you or whatever doesn't.
Shit, the way the man's looking, it might be two or three states away.
The money, yeah, that too. Yeah. I mean, you might not have the money to fly out or drive out to be able to go somewhere where they have a fucking open mind and, you know, clear view on things. But I did see something that was kind of cool. I hope more CEOs and businesses and companies follow suit. But I believe it was a CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods said that, you know, if they have an employee in a state that bans abortions, they'll, I think they, it was somewhere in like the $4,000 mark to, for them to be able to fly out or, you know, whatever they need to do to be able to, you know, take care of that should they decide to do that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I believe the CEO of Dick's is a female. So that's pretty cool, but yeah, it's pretty wild. Like I said, it's a sad reality, but not surprised, man. I mean,
just with, crazy
with how things are set up there. It's just it sucks where things are, you know, right now. And then like you said, I think it was Clarence Thomas, I think was his name.
Who, yeah,
is a black guy married to a white woman, which I think there's I can't remember what that certain case was, but there is a case, you know, something v something that could get reversed, which I think interracial has, like,
marriage. Yeah.
What?
So like, what the fuck is this guy going to do?
What, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? This is unbelievable. Like, I didn't even know about that.
Well, the thing that sucks is all those people that are in Congress, they have lifetime terms. You get voted in once. You spit out the fucking bullshit to have people, you know, jump on your team. You're in for life. So
I don't think somebody that's like 75, 80 years old should be charged with shit, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, that's all right, we get it. Or if president. I ask you, right?
These things need to be voted on by the American people. Because if we put this to a vote for all of legal voting citizens, and I'm sure if it didn't go their way, they'd just cry fraudulent. Recount, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, if they just let the American people vote on these kind of like bigger issues that involve us, the American people, like obviously
that's what you vote in those representatives, and they're supposed to be taking care of.
Yeah, but that's
that,
not,
you know?
That is not how it works, and I don't want to be naive to the fact that's not how it works, because
yeah, that's how it's supposed,
like,
to work.
They spit their bullshit. They're supposed to represent our best interests, which they don't, because once they get up there to fucking Capitol Hill, they're going to be making slimy fucking deals and just benefit themselves. It's like, oh, make sure you vote this way, even though your own fucking district wants you to vote a certain other way. You just make those deals to only progress your career. I've seen House of Cards. I know how this works.
Okay.
And like I said, is those same slimy dudes that got side chicks on the side cheating on their wives and stuff, when they get knocked up, what do you think they're gonna do? Think they're gonna make them keep it? Fuck no.
You won't even hear about it. Maybe one will get caught, but you won't hear about it for the majority of, just like, they won't. You won't even know that they knocked up someone or someone got pregnant. It won't even be a question.
I think, and I don't necessarily know what a filibuster is, but I think there's something that might be able to be done. I don't know. I'm not like a big political guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I could be completely off on that. But I think that might be something where there might be able to put a block in place. I don't know. Hopefully there's something that can go on where they got a fucking chance to flip it around. Cause it's insane that like an inanimate object, which, you know, is a gun, has more rights than a female. That just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I, you know, what the fuck? But then here's the right thing is, like, I can't remember. Somebody said something along the lines of like, there'll be less, I don't know. So they were trying to point to there being less crime because of all this shit. It's just,
with the gun thing?
No, with this pro-life
shit. What? How does that make sense?
I don't know, man. I've seen it all today, but
I know. I mean,
it was a female. I don't know if she was a congresswoman or what from Texas, and she was like, "Yeah, I prayed for this to happen today. I'm so happy." And it's just wild. It's like, you're a female, dude. You're a woman. Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, it's one thing for some 80-year-old fuck who is like stuck in, you know, 1900s where
shit was
fucking, you know, different. I mean, that's still wrong, but it's just for somebody like, I don't know, maybe 40, 50-year-old like woman. Like, what are we doing here? So,
All this because of the fucking Bible. Am I right?
Yeah, religion is a big key component to this.
Because we're talking about following rules, like we discussed, about a constitution that was written like centuries ago.
Isn't one of the commandments like, thou shalt not kill?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's up?
The first one.
Why don't they use that to fucking switch some shit up with the gun laws, but they just brushed that one alongside.
Yeah, man. Well, that's another topic. You're not killing anybody. You're just arming yourself in case of it.
I mean, like, that's another thing, though. It's like, it's a very, that's a hard one because, I'm not for banning all guns in general because it's like, you have the right to defend yourself if something, you know, hit the fucking haywire. Like, not all of us are going out shooting up a school. I mean, also, if you take away AR-15s, yes, that's like, that's one argument. But at the same time, you look at, what was it, Columbine? That was just with handguns. With just pistols. That wasn't AR-15s. So, I mean, they could just move to that and then eventually just be like, all right, let's ban handguns. And then it's going to be like a kind of like an avalanche effect where just banning all guns. But I don't think that might be the most logical way. Nor, it may be impossible because we probably have the
most
guns.
Do you have a gun?
Do I have one? No, but yeah. I kind of wish I did.
I have a gun.
Ohio, I don't even have to fucking take a test. I can just go grab one, apparently.
Yeah, not anymore.
From my knowledge. I have a constitutional right to carry, I think the law is, where I can just literally, as long as I'm like 21 or older or something like that. I mean, there's definitely laws you have to follow, and I have to read up on those. But you don't have to, like, take a test.
You don't have to get license anymore.
It's
I think quite bizarre. Right now, there should be laws set in place. You don't have necessarily need to ban guns. But a guy that threatens to fucking blow up a video game company because he lost a football game, he needs to go through some background checks.
Yeah.
And not just be able to walk in and grab a gun, you know?
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, they do a bare minimum background check. Like that kid that from that elementary school, he was 18, just was able to walk right the fuck in and purchase ARs, which is absolutely insane.
Yeah, it's wild.
You know what I'm saying? With that concept is type of like check in on that and like.
Well, they make you do a checkpoint, but there's no waiting period. I bought guns same day to get them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing too is like none of this stuff. Even if you do get your background checks and you do all these fucking whatever psych stuff, like it's not going to be 100% type of fucking thing. But there's got to at least be some roadblocks. In between someone being able to purchase a gun and doing something fucked up like that. I think
10 days at least.
There are plenty of people out there that want to ban all guns, which you can't do that. But
those are the same people. Go ahead.
There needs to be like a lengthier process. There definitely needs to be like an age restriction. 21 even it's kind of like, you know, whatever, because it's like
it's pretty damn young, man. That's
still pretty fucking young, but definitely not 18, because you shouldn't be a teenager and be able to go get a gun. Fuck that. Especially because really anymore 18 to like 24 range anymore with like mental health and stuff, it seems to kind of have like sprouted up in the last 5-6 years. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of that's where I stand on that side of things.
Yeah, 100%. I we know.
You know what I mean? I do, but I think you should. You gotta get checked out. Obviously, there should be a waiting period, so you don't just go and buy a handgun or a rifle on a whim. You know, I caught my girlfriend cheating on me, so I'm gonna go buy a pistol. And 2 hours later, you're walking out of the store with, you know, whatever you want. Yeah. So you should be able to have to wait. But on the other end, like, it sucks that you had to put all these rules in place for people who are normal and have no problems. You know what I mean? So I see both sides of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's people who are addicted to getting, I don't know, that's probably a bad analogy. You know what I mean? Like, you can have a casino and people are still addicted to gambling. You know what I mean? They're still crazy people. They're going to get their shit. Gonna do whatever they gotta do. Not fair.
Yeah, I don't think there really is a 100% obviously prevention tactic that you know out there really, but to make it harder, you know, a lot more difficult. I think you gotta at least lean in on that. That's my opinion. But
yeah, like you said, it has to be an age restriction. I mean, 21 even, like you said, might not even be old enough because in the grand scheme of things that you can't even rent a car on your own until like 25. That's one thing. Like you can't be trusted enough to rent a car, but you're gonna be trusted enough with an assault rifle. You can't have beer until 21. You can't buy alcohol until 21. So it definitely should be at least at that. But where are we setting the parameter scale here?
Because I hate that people are gonna argue that
car.
You 25. Can join the military at 18 and use a gun there. But that's, like, different. You know what I mean? Like, you're under supervision. You're getting trained. You know what I mean? You're getting evaluated.
Properly, yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's different. So I understand sure why they can do it.
Don't you go through, like, some kind of psyche exam in the military? I'm not too sure as far as,
you're banging the fucking bad guys.
You're not, like,
you're not
joining the military for the wrong reasons. I'm pretty sure they have a test for that.
They do, as far as I know.
But as
where's like, when you need them?
From the age standpoint, that's what I wanted to get across. And then this people that say like we need to ban all guns are almost like the same people who said we just need to completely defund the police back in that fiasco. When I could probably argue we need to give the police more money and properly train them because the grand scheme of things of just them not getting enough training, they train like 1 week out of the entire year when you have like military combat, they would train for like 3 months for like a 2 week tour. So like 3 months for a 2 week job, only train for like a 1 week for a whole entire year.
Yeah, but
year.
You want soldiers policing your neighborhoods? You know what I mean? Do you want that militant Nazi type shit?
You wouldn't train them to be like the military Nazis. You're, I'm just saying like
you're
comparing
them to that. You know what I mean?
No, you would just train them on like every situation. You wouldn't just get like a test booklet and fill in the blanks. Yeah, they need to constantly be trained. Like, I mean, even at my job, to drive a forklift, I'm getting refreshed on training like probably once a quarter. So that's like four times a year as opposed to like being a police officer.
That's wild.
A police officer only gets trained like once every year, if that.
Who knows? It's all fucked.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff fucked in this country, but hey, let's make sure that you can't get abortions first. Before we touch anything that's anything else that's wrong. Before we hit recession, let's make sure we do this.
Yeah, that's the other thing we were talking about too, is like we're about to hit a recession, gas prices are through the roof, inflation's going nuts, and what are we doing? We're fucking interviewing the fucking commissioner of the NFL. That's what they want to take their time and use our tax money on.
And that ended up being a joke.
Exactly. Like government's a joke, man. You know, that's really all that you can kind of just chalk all of what we just talked about up to is government is a joke, man.
100%. But, no doubt about it.
As expected, I kind of knew that was kind of blow up into a thing.
But yeah.
Had to be talked about. Even though it's, you know, infamous, today was a historic day. I mean, on the wrong side of history, but that's just what it is. So We had to get into that, but I don't know, Dylan. I mean, you got anything that kind of segue us out of that? And we got anything to talk about? Good stuff.
Well,
I got some shout outs and stuff to do.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to Nate
Walter.
He was part of my shout out for opposite reasons. But
opposite reasons. Shout out. Yeah. Cool tweet about other podcasts being the best in the world. Cool guy.
We're a close second, though.
We are a close second.
Millions of podcasts out there, being number two is not that terrible. But I digress, and I do want to save him a shout out nonetheless in the opposite direction in a thankful way. Because he's like one of the, like the main OG listeners. He definitely tweets at us.
He does do that.
The podcast shouts us out, kind of gets engaged with the podcast, and I definitely appreciate that.
He did.
Donated the wheel, all that stuff. Shout out to our two subscribers and our current subscribers since the beginning of time almost was Matt Schmeezy, OG. And then
Cheese Lord
Alex. Then Alex, yeah, he's been subscriber for over a year. So I wish there was a way to like acknowledge how long they've been subscribers and like be able to give them some shit. But definitely want to give, even if like this is like a whole new thing later on, and who knows where this goes. I would like to give them some free shit. So if they can hit us up, and while I still have that store up for the time being, I can shoot them something over on D-Lo.
Whoa!
Look at that. Whoa. Will it get to them though?
Fuck no.
It will get them because it's not being UPS'd.
So UPS has joined. What was it? Fucking what was the rental truck company?
U-Haul Penske. Bunch of fuckskis.
Are they on the same level now?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I don't, they're not same level. Penske will.
Dave Portnoy,
always be rock
bottom. He's got like a his like hate list. So
yeah, they're definitely on the hate list.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Those two people are on the hate list. Companies are on the hate list. Penske took years off my life, as I stated before. It was an absolute... I know I talked about it on the podcast before, but I'll make a long story short on a recap of that event. Basically, rented out the truck. Everything was fine. Packed it all up. It's a 22-foot long box truck there with a trailer, full trailer for my car to pull it along. Packed it up, ready to go, find out the trailer lights aren't working because the plug is severed. Yeah, severed.
Oh, cool.
I guess I just didn't pay attention because it was daytime when I picked up the truck from the spot there in Fort Walton Beach, Florida location. But it was apparently severed. Waited 2 hours for a guy, road maintenance, to come through and fix that. Fixed it in like 30 fucking seconds. I was like, Jesus Christ, I am so sorry for not only... wasting your time, because he was like a third party. They like work with third party roadside assistants. So yeah, they're not like affiliated with Penske. So I was like, I'm so sorry that you had to like waste your time, because it seemed like he was coming from like a 45 minute duration. Like
he's pretty cool. He's getting paid the whole time.
Yeah, probably. So
he went out there and crossed three wires.
It put us behind the eight ball a little bit because we wanted to leave like 2 hours beforehand. But anyways. We ended up driving, we got across the Florida line, we're right there by southern Alabama, so we're into Alabama for maybe an hour, and then I start to notice that we're losing fucking power. Ian's driving with me in passenger, he was my co-pilot for this trip, and yeah, you guys both have CDL, so you guys know if you guys run out of DEF fuel, that's DEF fuel,
you start
losing all the torque in your truck, man. There's just no power, no horsepower. So I'm going like 35, got the blinkers going in a 70.
Kind of burned that motherfucker down, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. Got over to the next possible exit, got into the gas station, turned it off, got DEF fuel inside, filled it up with probably like 3-4 gallons of this bitch, and the truck wouldn't start. All this fucking engine lights were going off, buzzards, whatnot. Call assistance again. They get back to me. 2.5 hours, guys looking at it with a computer, Def fuel tank is shot. It's burnt to a crisp. He didn't have a part with him on hand. Why would he? Because he has to take it to a fucking shop to fix this thing. He can't fix it at the gas station. So I got two options. Do I get a hotel with a family and kids? Absolutely not. We have to be at fucking Troy, Ohio by a certain time the next day because we have to sign for the mortgage on the house or whatever the correct terms are. But anyways, we decided that we're just going to get a different truck. So we packed everything from a 22-foot truck to a 16-foot truck that came from some other Birmingham location that took like 6 hours to get to us. Me and Ian packed that bitch up. You couldn't fit a fucking roll of toilet paper in that bitch once it was done. It was fucking shut down. I had shit crammed in the car that was on the trailer. It was absolutely packed. That car, that truck, 16-foot truck, got us all the way to Troy, Ohio, where then I had to drive another 2 hours to Toledo after we dropped the truck off with my car to drop Ian off.
I thought this was a long story short.
It is pretty fast.
You know, it's the full length one. So it sounds like you should have pre-tripped your shit. About this? No, I don't know what the fuck is going on about.
I think episode 3 premiere.
I said it, yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit more in depth.
You're studying to be a driver, right? Pre-trip your shit.
I haven't opened pre-trip. I haven't opened the book yet.
The book's not the hard part. The pre-trip test is the hardest part. Maneuvering's not bad. But you should definitely do that. Pre-trip every time. Thoroughly.
So if that was long story short.
What's the other one?
Here's the long version.
Stop. No, I was just flicking through before I was about to start doing some shout-outs and stuff, but Tuesday will mark the one-year anniversary of Joe joining the squad.
God damn.
Full time, so that's pretty awesome. That's since then, that's what, 36 episodes.
But gang, gang.
Totally. You got to be in the 40s. So
yeah, because I was on. What do you like count? I had
October, Joe Tober. And then we had Joan. So yeah, you're definitely in the 40s with
Eve. Maybe higher. Who knows?
Yeah. But season 5 started all the way back on January 3rd. Crazy in
1994.
Pretty much straight through, I think, except for that 2 week break. If I'm seeing correctly, we might have had one in between, but I'm pretty sure. It's just in that 2 week break. So we've gone every week since January 3rd, besides that, you know, our little mini break there. So
yeah, it's pretty, the vacation,
awesome. And then. For a while there, I think we had a guest every week through most of February, and then through the end of the season, man, which is nuts.
And guests,
I would say 90% were new. Like Luke Marklin was our first guest of the season, which was fun. That was a fun chat with him.
What's that dude doing?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to him since then, but. I'm friends with him on Xbox, so I'll see him on there every once in a while.
Was he playing NHL?
Warzone, big Warzone guy.
Uh-huh.
But it was good to have Kyle Brown and George Figueroa back on, you know, guests from previous seasons. And then, good old episode 130 is when we had Walter Johnston from Michigan Barbecue Addicts, who's basically been as supportive as anyone else in our little community since then. Basically, you know, kind of considers us to be a partner of his, and I think vice versa. Excited to go, you know, go over there to the Johnston compound and see what we can whip
Don't
up.
Call it a compound. That sounds way wild. Compound.
Episode 131 with our boy Matt Schmies, maybe the best moment of the season when out of the blue, he decides to put in a $75 offer for the one-on-one Dylan the Savage high school football photo signed. And
One of one.
I'm actually speaking of him. I'm not 100% sure why he's in town, but he's in town. And as of right now, we're going to be going to get lunch tomorrow. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, cool.
I haven't seen him in person and probably since Jackson was like one. So it's been a few years. Yeah. So.
Sure. What are you guys gonna go eat? Because I imagine it's gonna have
He's a big Frickers guy, so obviously he ain't got that back out in Connecticut. So we're gonna be going to Frickers. I'm gonna spend $8,000 on 20 wings, and it'd be cool.
You could get a 10 piece.
I always 6, get the 000. triple platter.
What's that?
It has like two sliders, your choice of wings. Has like I think 8 to 10 wings on there. Boneless.
Are you fucking rich?
Beer batter fries.
That's got to be $40.
Mm-hmm. No. I think it's like it either doesn't exist anymore. Like
no, I don't believe that. With 10 wings? That's how much 10 wings are by themselves.
There's shit, no they're close to 20 wings.
$35 or it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I just had it.
Like in real life or in a dream?
In real life.
Are the sliders like the size of a thimble?
They're fucking
Are they just
sliders,
holograms
man.
Of sliders?
Like the size of this mouse.
But speaking of food, episode 132, very special one for me because you guys know how big of a fan I am of Number 6 with Cheese. We had Corey and Sean on here. And,
that was a cool episode too.
Maybe my favorite episode just because I've been following those guys for years and they were super down to earth, just as cool as I thought they would be.
They were real people.
They came in here and they talked with us. They didn't rush us, in and out of shit. Yeah. It was cool. They pretty much just kind of hung out, and then we went support. I think they have a live stream tomorrow that I'll probably pop in. We'll see if I get a wheel spinning. I don't know, but 35. We had Sam Beal on for number two. Not our strongest episode, but still always cool to catch up with him. It's awesome to kind of see that he's still grinding. I think maybe want to step. Back, I know he's not affiliated with Impact present day, but not to say that won't change in the future. So definitely always cheering him on. And then we had Blast from the Past, our guy Young Wick, Chad Blakeman had on had some fun talking to him. He's a goofy motherfucker, but
something's up with that kid.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. Ashley Collins from Bally Sports Ohio. That was another fun one too. It was awesome.
That was cool.
I kind of reached out to her with our Twitter account, and she was all in on that. And it was cool, man. I think actually, if you go on the YouTube for that episode, some rando in the comments he time marked when she said the word shit. So that was a big deal to that person. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
I didn't see that.
With her being like an air personality, people don't ever really hear that kind of stuff. So, if you go check it out, there's a comment and it's time stamped. You click it.
Yeah, I remember fucking, that.
That's funny. I missed
it. If he creates like bloopers or something like that.
Like, I think the fact that it's just she's a on air personality and people get like. All up in arms about that. Like, ooh, I can't believe she, she just said that.
She said the S word.
Yeah. And then we got into like our TikTok zone there where we had Flamingo Jackson on, Jay Cyrus, and Claude Joker. And, those are three comedians. The Jay Cyrus one, even though he wasn't really supportive of the show afterwards, it was still fucking awesome. He came on and talked with us because. That dude, I've been following him since the Vine days. He was, one of the big stars, and it's cool to see that he was still rolling. And he was in Vegas, so that's when we were still doing like 10 o'clock fucking recording sessions on Saturday. So he got up at 7 o'clock to jump on with us, and was cool as fuck. So
psycho.
We'll give him the shout out on that. Our boy Kyle Benn came back with us. Always fun to talk to him. He's been a big supporter. I love that guy, and that was a fun. Even though that dude was, blasted off into Mars. That's another one you got to go watch on YouTube, man, because it's hilarious.
He's doing a lot of this. He's just
yeah.
He's just. Yeah. I know you can't
tan his shit.
Just listening, and his head is like, he was glassed over, dude. That was the polite way to put it.
Yeah, fucking funny. And then our last two guests was your boy Danny C. Fifth.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask. Maybe you'll be able to answer. I wish I would ask when we had him on, but where's that name come from?
All right. So this is what he's told me is he was young at the skate park and he saw it on a guy's hat. Doesn't know what it means. Doesn't know where it came from. Just liked it. Said, hey, that's a cool name. Ran with it. It's been like 15, 20 years using it. I don't know. He's also he also likes to fuck with me. So who knows if that's even real. Well, that's what he's told a couple people, so I believe that's the true tale of he's seen it on a hat. Like a business hat or something. I don't know what it was. Some sort of hat at the skate park.
When I forgot to ask that. But but yeah, the final guest, you know, last but never ever least in the TSP world universe is good old Alex Knight, Alex Traver. He came on. Got to catch up with him after, I don't know, about a year and some change. And, you know, we had some good convos. He had, you know, his topics and stuff. It was kind of cool to kind of have a little bit of a tennis match where we'd ask some shit and then he'd flip it around onto us. And
it was a fun one.
Of course, you always know where the convo is going to lead with him there. And then we learned about the Galactic Caps. So,
yeah.
We'll see, man. Maybe relationship will spawn from that, who knows, but the best season,
I still can't wrap my head around that. It's like this, like a cum sticker. I don't know, a band-aid for the tip.
Well, yeah, you have to wrap your head around it.
I just feel like I looked at it like later and I thought, man, that would probably hurt, you know, like when you gotta pee or you're already pissing and then you pinch it off. How bad does that hurt?
Taking it off would hurt, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't even think about that part. He did say they dissolved, though.
The backage, or the blockage of just like, stopping everything in its track.
Horrendous.
Like, taking a piss afterwards would be like, and then it comes out. You know, like, fucking pop a cork.
Like, you ever see those videos of them unclogging a pipe? Like, a bunch of mud comes out first, that'd be your jizz.
How it go. But it'd be like two, I'm always a two-streamer, post-nut.
Two streamers, huh?
Yeah. So at least the first couple seconds. Like laser. Like wandering eye.
I feel like more of a fan production. Just fanned out like a, I don't know, multiple. Man.
What kind of cleanup is involved with that?
I mean, I know it's coming. So, you know, I just kind of grab the bull by the horns. You know what I mean? Or the horn.
All right. But, yeah, like I mean, I was saying.
You act like you never put your thumb over the end of a hose before or something.
I got to tell you, man, for not really being a fan of the dick talk, you're really trying to keep us in the dick talk.
I just want to clarify what's going on. I feel like you put me on the spot. I didn't do that great of a job explaining. Here we are.
Yeah, like me, I was just going off the way you did with your hands. Like, that the fountain. Like, that's a wide area.
That's what's like happening, dog. Range. So,
okay.
So you gotta sit down, I guess. Sometimes I lay down on the tub. Today, I'm just kidding.
I don't know where we go from here. Then that's true fact. We could stick around with this. We could go with what Dylan's talking about. We could go with a whole new show. I don't know. I mean, it'll be nice to excuse me. To take a break for a while and kind of enjoy time away from doing this stuff and recharge. Spider-Man, you're back again?
Yes.
Damn it, Spider-Man.
You're out here. I'm Spider-Man. Oh, who are you? Jackson. You want to talk in the mic?
I like how you nailed every part of his name.
The last episode. Yeah. Tell everyone your name. What's your name?
Jackson Wallace.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go.
Huh? What are you doing? You got anything else you want to say to the people? What else?
What do you do for fun? You ask him.
What do you do for fun?
Steal my tablet.
What? What do you play? Daniel Tiger stuff?
What are you playing on your tablet?
Hungry Shark.
Hungry Shark.
Now let's ask the real questions here. What is your opinion on the reversal of Road versus Wade? No,
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well,
good interview, buddy.
Say bye to everybody. Go ahead.
Bye.
See you.
I want. Bye. He said he's not Spider-Man, is he? Never mind. I want to get some fucking webs.
See you next year.
What's his opinion on the fedora?
Oh yeah, you see Whoopi would he wear
a fedora?
Like it?
Yeah.
Would you wear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Jackson approved. He, my friend, knows fashion.
he knows fashion. You know, he gets dressed by his parents, right?
looks like the little guy needs a little fedora in his life. You could rock one.
I mean, do you want your kid to get beat up?
He could maybe.
He could for sure rock one.
I didn't even know where the fuck I was going before. He always seems to do that when I'm in the middle of saying something.
No.
I think it was the uncertainty of whatever we're doing. But yes. The thing I do know for sure 100% is I want to definitely keep doing a podcast in some kind of capacity because this is fun to do. It's fun to be able to come on here and kind of just talk about whatever. Like, you know, that's kind of cool. Like, kind of collect your shit during the week and just come on here and share our opinion and stuff. I just think that obviously there's got to be a better way to do it. I think we just got to put our best foot forward and kind of collectively, you know, run as a unit rather than one person do this and, you know, the other do that, you know, whatever the fuck. It's just got to be all one, you know.
Yeah.
Together and just kind of try to make this shit a little better because I don't necessarily think that the ones that enjoy any kind of success relied on strictly friends and family. So I think we got to kind of just put that out of our heads. Cause I think at some points we were kind of getting to feel some animosity towards maybe our friend groups and stuff. Cause you know, they're not always retweeting or contributing to the discussion or joining lives. Like, and it is what it is. Cause I think obviously if they're like us, I think most of our friends now have kids and have their own shit going on, so they can't jump on. And so we got to be able to break through that next wall where it's, you know, strangers that are coming through, sticking around, because it's those that become the diehards and retweet and donate and share and all that stuff to keep shit popping. So we've done 140 of these, which is pretty fucking incredible. Can't believe it.
3 years.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know any other show that, you know, that's had that kind of output, you know, at least, you know, on our level, I should say.
Yeah.
Even some of the big dogs though, you know, some of the big dogs will, you know, put a kibosh in after fucking 50, 60, 70 episodes, but that's the one thing I'll give us credit is the consistency is there as far as week by week episodes, you know, when we're in season. And that's one thing I'll always pat our back on is coming through and doing this shit, man. And
yes,
it's been a lot of fun. It is a great way to keep in touch with you guys because, you know, we are doing shit during the week, but, and then hopefully, like I said, after this shit, that at least remains. Hopefully we do have, like I said, in 3 weeks, the big bro trip up to Michigan. So
yeah,
that'll be fun and we'll figure some shit out. I think we can all maybe record some stuff and then, you know, sporadically through the summer, we can post stuff on our socials from then, you know, whether it be watching Walt do his thing or, you know, rating maybe whatever the fuck he makes. And, you know, shooting him running all 30 of his grills, smoking.
I was just like, the last time I've been in a place with that many grills was like a Home Depot. You know what I mean? He's going to have seven or eight of them. Guy.
Hopefully he'll give us some dude wipes. Nah, he's the dude wipe guy. But
I like tagging him and shit. random ass TikToks about different food things, like people cooking shit in prison. Like, I want to see your version. He hasn't delivered on some of them, but he has done other ones.
I see. Also, he got like truff sauce. They sent him a fucking package.
What?
I've always wanted to try their hot sauce, but they're like $15 a bottle. So I don't know.
A little much, don't you think?
Maybe he'll have a little something up there, and I can get a little dollop
taste
on something. Because they use like actual truffles, and those fucking things are expensive as shit. So like a bottle that would be the same size as like a Tabasco or a Red Hot, yeah, they're like $15. So I just can't. I can't get myself to drop that money in the case. I can fucking hate that shit.
Luxury condiments? What?
Well, that too, but if I spend $15 and I hate that shit, like, I'm going to be pissed as fuck.
Yeah, right. Dude, it's more than that. It's $18 for the small bottle. $17.98 original hot sauce.
It was like $15 at Meijer. Maybe it's a little higher.
Well, I'm on their website. Maybe it might be cheaper there. But their best seller is a pack.
I was
of
looking
three.
To see. I didn't see. I'm gonna have to ask. Maybe he needs to get like some kind of promo code. You know, a little 20% or. Then maybe I'll fucking take a chance. But that's something.
They sell it in packets. 20 packs, $20. They look like Taco Bell.
Still like.
That's crazy.
You spend $20 and then you got fucking 19 packets left that you hate.
Well,
I guess maybe you could sell it on eBay for fucking. Twice the profit, who knows? But D'Lo, you're a day one OG, triple OG like myself. 148, 3 years of this shit. What are your closing thoughts here on the season 5 finale?
I you know what, I never really prepared like a goodbye speech, because I don't feel like, in a sense, like this isn't goodbye. It's more of just like a see you later. See you later. Like, but we don't know. We don't know. Who knows?
I like feeding that shit to him.
I definitely want to kind of like you did, just kind of highlight the things that we've accomplished. Without the risk of kind of like repeating what you've said, I'll just stick to like maybe my fonder moments of learning the process. And I don't even know if it's going to come up here, but quality wise, I was trying to get it up on the computer, but just the process of just how we originally started. Like, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to hear this, but we'll try it. This is the original song here.
You are listening to.
Oh, there we go. Here's that B-O intro.
Bobby Hall and Dylan Lesevich.
Here comes the best part.
Enjoy.
This is episode 1. 3 years ago yesterday, that was 23rd of
June.
At
least sounded decent, but Dylan, man, holy shit. Decent for episode 1.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the very first episode of Talking Shop. Host Bobby
Hall. Underwater? You a walkie-talkie?
Boatly.
I'll wait until Dylan pops in.
Host Dylan.
What's going on, guys?
How's it going?
Not too bad. How's the weather up there?
Actually, after another shitty week of rain, piss poor weather, the last 2 days have been immaculate. It's great. It's like summer. I believe Friday was the first day of summer, if I'm not mistaken. So, sunny day.
We were both recording off our phones.
70, high low 80s, high 70s.
On the anchor
app.
It's been really nice.
You have Dylan to fucking track phone?
I actually just up there not too long ago.
I don't know. What are you
Virgin Mobile prepaid?
I have a whole ass mic
primarily
connected.
For my daughter's first birthday party to be with friends and family and such like that.
Unreal.
But
3 years ago that episode dropped, and that was our first trial, and I was using my phone too, but I had it hooked up to my gaming headset. It's the only headset I had, so like what you would use for Xbox, I just plugged it into my phone.
Yeah.
Because...
I mean, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah, and then I guess I just picked it up from there. As far as I had these on. I had these on. That's what I had, not my gaming set. So it was picking up my voice from this little voice box thing, instead of my iPhone.
The microphone.
Instead of this voice box thing, technology. instead of my phone, which would have way better quality. But going through that process of learning what you can and cannot do, getting away with things. I mean, I'm talking about that episode that dropped with that poor quality. Probably took me 4 hours to get it published. And we're talking about, like, episodes now. The turnaround is great because I can, like, enjoy the rest of my, like, Friday night, Saturday, entire Saturday, and kind of, like, hop on it on a Sunday when the girls take a nap. Takes me about hour and a half tops from, like, start to finish. Like, the longest thing it takes is my, like, exporting the files and publishing it to get to the, like, get it ready for scheduling. But, yeah, just getting the fine tools down and getting, like, that whole process learned as far as, like, if we go forward with something, I feel pretty confident of just being able to pick it up where we left off and even evolving from that standpoint and only getting better and more refined going forward. And you have plenty of time to rest and, you know, study on different things and new softwares that may came out or might come out from the time that we're off. But it's all good times, man. It's been a really good time. A lot of fun memories, a lot of interesting people. Learned a lot about a lot of things, you know, to put it in like very grand spectrum Dylanism way.
I learned the things.
I mean, like, Jesus. I just don't know how to put it in the sense of just.
No, you're right, though.
I didn't like, there was just everything. We learned a lot about everything. And it's interesting people and different like passions. And some share the same passions. Some things I didn't really thought I would care about were turned out to be very interesting and opened my mind to different things that I didn't think I would have thought about, you know, before even starting this podcast.
So, like all your Canadian questions?
The Canadian questions, which I also wanted to bring up that we always do a season 5 trophy. And Alex Knight has been dethroned. But to be fair, his episode dropped 1 week ago. It was Luke Marklin who had the highest listened episode.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I'll have to let him know about that.
It was the most streamed episode of season 5. So congratulations to him.
That's awesome. I need you to, because you sent me, I think, season 1. I need like 2 and 3 too, man. Especially, I think 3, or maybe the end of 2 going into 3. When we were like deep in the pandy, man, we had some really good episodes kind of checking in on how people were dealing with a crazy fucking time, man. And I'd love to be able to go back and listen to some of those episodes, but those are all the
controversial
ones
episodes,
40, you know, however many episodes we had, we pretty much told somebody to pick a song and we played that at the beginning.
Yeah.
We got the slap on the wrist. So we kind of take them all off the channel, but yeah, man, I'd love to be able to go back and listen to that. But yeah, I mean, there was some controversy, of course. I mean, who the fuck? I'm sure that guy was real happy today. But yeah, out of 148, only one of them got removed from the fucking the universe. So
yeah,
that's crazy.
I'm sure, I'm sure he's sprinkling green onion on something, celebrating.
Yeah. So whatever he's doing, hopefully he wins, or else he's gonna be real pissy. But that's the thing too, man. Back in I think season 3, there's a lot of Griller and Thrillers talk because we did a couple giveaways.
I remember those.
Yeah, we worked with Jess Abbey on some stuff. Those were fun times. So I definitely would love to relive those. I think one of the standout episodes, I believe, was with Joe Van Senna, Jace's older brother, and that was pretty good.
Oh yeah, the pitcher, right?
Yeah, that's Jace. Joe is his older brother, and we talked to him, and we had a real fun chat. Now that doesn't look as good. Now that you have a cut off,
I'm burning the fuck up, man. Oh my god!
I took my jacket off a little bit ago too.
Yeah, I got real jealous when I saw that, and I was like, "Dude, I can't do this anymore. It's so hot."
Well, whatever. We're wrap this shit up.
We're good to wrap it up. Episode 148, season 5 finale. Thank you to all of you that have listened and streamed, downloaded, spread the word, supported us, bought merch, all that stuff, donated. Tuned into the streams. We only did a couple of those, but those were both a lot of fun. I will say the D'Lo 540 challenge is not dead. Like I said, you know, I think maybe a couple times throughout the summer We'll pop in on a Friday night, get some drinks flowing, talk some shit, and we'll see if Dylan can finally land this 540.
I think he needs height. Like, if he jumped off his deck or something, you might be able to get it. You know what I mean? He needs like an extra foot.
But it could be. I don't know.
Good ticket outside.
It's always the first two spins that are great, and then it goes to shit quick. So
my equilibrium goes off, man. I get too dizzy. Like, I don't know. I need to take, like, like I said, I need to take a Dramamine before I start these things.
Anyways.
Well, Dylan, you know what time it is? Go ahead and send us off for the final time for season 5. Go ahead.
Yes, sirree. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been our greatest pleasure giving you at least a little bit of entertainment at least once a week for the past 3 years with a little break here and there. Learned a lot, and it's been an absolute blast. As the age saying goes, it's been real, it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. Now I'll just leave it at that.
You're doing it for 3 fucking years. I mean, it hasn't been fun.
It's just a saying, Joe. Just a saying.
Nah, I know. You should have picked something different. See you later. I had a great time.
I did have a great time. It was a blast, and I enjoyed every episode that we did. It's just, you know, more of like it's a passion, a hobby that turned into a passion, and just the interest of just learning more about cultures of other people and the way they do about their lives and redemption stories and professional athletes, etc. It was an absolute blast. You gained a lot of
friends from doing the show, too.
100%, man. 100%. A lot of great people, and I'm blessed in that aspect of things. But for the last time of Season 5, have a wonderful summer, fall, spring. We'll see you when we ever decide to come back. We'll see you on those Friday night streams. Take care and have a great week, friends.